mean, sure.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is 10:31 a.m. on February 25th, 2020. We call this meeting of Jefferson County Commissioners Court to order. And we'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, who requests the meeting led by Commissioner Sinsall.
Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to live in this great nation where our freedoms are numerous and sometimes taken for granted. Lord, I ask that you give us as elected body guidance and wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal, ethical, and the representative of the vast majority of our residents. We ask a special blessing for all of those who don't have the freedom of worship, for a government that represents their interests. I pray all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Thank you.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. We'll take items A and B and then item C separately. Item A is consider and approve execute receipt file contract renewal for a current contract to lighting supplies for runway and taxiway at Jack Brooks Regional Airport for a first 1 year renewal with Airport Lighting Company and Blue Globes LLC from March 3rd, 2020 to March 2nd, 2021. Item B is consider and approve execute receipt file amendment one to contract for a current contract for road building materials for Jefferson County, which will add Gulf Coast to CRH Company as a secondary vendor for item 5A and 5B, hot mix, asphalted concrete pavement. They have a motion on items A and B under purchasing. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Sinsall. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Item C is consider and approve execute receipt file change order number 5 for cycle control structure to all cut ditch and salt pile with Gulf and Coastal Waterway of Jefferson County. With BDS Constructors LLC, DBA, MK Constructors for an increase of $89,000 to furnish and install additional whalers on vinyl sheet pile, bringing the total contract amount from $7,812,418.20 to $7,901,418.20. This change order will increase the number of contract working days by 40, bringing the total number of working days from 172 up to 212. This project is funded by grants from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, the North American Wetland Conservation Act, and any construction costs not covered by these grants will be funded by the county's award from GOMESA. It says settlement with BP is going to be the Gulf of Mexico Energy Security Act funding that we receive. Do I have a motion on this item? Moved. I'll second it. Discussion.
Yes. Judge, I have quite a few questions for representatives from LJA and possibly from MK regarding this issue. First off, I want to the court's recognition that this is the fifth change order on this project. I know it was kind of unique. But it's also increased the overall cost of this project by $1.3 million. Regardless of where these funds come from, as a taxpayer, I have major concerns about the design of this project and why it's overrun as much as it is, and why we keep fighting these things after the fact. Now, those are a couple of questions that I would like to answer, number one. And then I want to talk about some of the original design of the plastic retainer, whatever you want to call it, for the walls instead of something more stable and normally used in bulkheading type of process. So, identify yourself, please, ma'am.
Victoria Dye with OK Engineering.
Okay, would you explain why we've had 5 change orders and why we've had to go to these extremes for all these different changes, increasing the cost? Over $1.6 million, $1.3 million, and the other issues are after us, please.
Yeah, like you mentioned, it's a very unique project, and so a lot of this, and I'm not the design engineer on this, Mr. Wilson is the one who designed this project, so I'm overseeing the construction management. So all these changes that we're seeing, like you said, they are after the fact, and it's just the conditions that we didn't foresee before we went out there. And so a lot of this because unfortunately it's in the marsh. We don't have the ability to just drive up to the site. So a lot of the cost that we're seeing is being incurred on the mobilization side. You know, MK has to bring the material out there through by barge. And so a lot of that money that you'll see in these change orders, a bulk of it comes from that.
Well, that's an explanation, but I guess I go back to the original design in a marsh area. Did y'all not have any experience in doing the design in that type of environment that would have caused you to be over cautious and put in specifics that would have helped preserve this issue without having to do several different changes and several different mobilizations?
Yeah, I wish I could speak for Mr. Wilson, but I don't know. I was not in that process when this went underway. So I know that for me, what I can only do as a project engineer overseeing construction management is just making sure that everything is constructed such that it's going to last. You know, we don't want to see any failures 6 months to a year from now. So these change orders that we're requesting, I don't like coming up here as much as presenting this to you guys. So when MK comes to me with an issue that they see during construction, we sit down and we try to talk through different areas and ways that we can address the issue and save costs as much as we can.
Well, if I talked to the wrong person about design, it's going to figure out the person, why do we have that person up here answering questions?
Commissioner, you probably need to chime in now because I'm in the same CP as what did we have in our engineering department in reference to discussion about this thing.
As far as the vinyl sheet piling, I'm not aware of any discussions. I could say Butch Wilson, who did the design on this, is a top notch engineer in my opinion. He is no longer with LJA, but ran his own company, Leap Engineering, for many years and has done quite a bit of work around this area. He has taken a job with TxDOT, so he's no longer with LJA. Personally, I'm not aware of the ins and outs of this design. This was done before, this has been done for quite a while, you know, waiting to get funding. I was not involved in that process. Personally, you know, looking at vinyl sheet piling, I would have personally considered aluminum sheet piling or something that would last in that marine environment but still have the rigidity. But I don't know what Butch was considering when he put that in. I do know he had specified whalers, which is a support to keep that, to keep this the sheet piling from deflecting. But what I'm understanding, or you can correct me, Victoria, is the pressures that they're experiencing from the backfill material saying they need more whalers, more support to keep this in place. But I don't know exactly why Butch put that.
So were the whalers installed originally as part of the construction design?
Yes, sir. On the 9-foot structure, the higher, the taller structures, there's a whaler system designed. So it's already in the construction plans. However, there is not a whaler system designed for the shorter 5-foot structures. And so this change order is designed for that.
Commissioner, let me ask one. The question I have with the contractor and the engineer, and I guess before we start a job, we have what we go through and look at what will be done, what's needed to be done. The contractor is a specialist in this. Did they give any input after looking at the specs and things of it?
Not to my knowledge, no, sir.
Judge, Commissioner, do we have anybody here from MK? If you would come to the mic, I want to talk to the people who do some of that. Tell us what's going on. Speak up.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm Brian Blaine with MK Constructors. We installed the sheet pile as it showed on the plan. And once we started the backfill, they started to start and move. So we stopped right there, brought the LJA, and said, look, we have a problem here. The pressure of the mud is distorting the sheet pile with one where we don't want to blow out and, you know, cause damage later down the road. So that's where we're at on that.
How much movement and how much over a period of time?
Well, we barely put any mud, any dirt behind it. We backfilled it up about 2 foot, and at that point it already deflected 4 to 6 inches, depending on where you look at the sheet pile at. That started deflecting out.
Was that caused from pushing the material up to the backside of it?
Yeah, we were just gently placing it in there.
Did y'all use buckets and just dropped it in and packed it with anything?
Well, we didn't even compact it. As soon as we started placing it in the hole, the sheet pile started deforming, so we stopped before we tore anything.
And how long ago was that?
2 weeks ago.
So y'all were doing that, y'all didn't have a mobilization out there that could have done the job without having to bring in additional equipment other than these wooden platers, which I don't know how many you're talking about, but it seems like it's, you know, your mobilization cost of $26,000 is pretty substantial, you know, if you were on the offsite or just, you know, slow down for 2 weeks if you'd have had the equipment out there for the previous part that you were doing.
Yes, sir. And by adding additional structures, additional time, and each day we're out there, we're paying for barges and boats and transportation back and forth. That's where the transportation costs come from.
So that's what the mobilization?
Yes, sir.
So I get it. I mean, we're working in a very remote area, and that's understandable. You know, it's out in the marsh, and I can't really tell what's going on there. I don't know if there's a way that y'all could have done testing on any of that, or, you know, prior to see the movement out there. I understand
the commissioners of the change order that they didn't do a proper testing to start with.
You know, so I understand the commissioner's point, but here we are at this juncture, you know, to move forward with this project, you know, kind of a situation, in my opinion, where we really don't have a choice.
Patrick, how much money have we spent on this project? Where the money is coming from? And I know it said DP in the beginning, and I thought DP was going to be some of that money was spent. I need to know a full report on all those things, because every time we come back, it's coming back to get change orders. And like Commissioner Arnold said, it's $1.3 million and going.
Yeah, the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation money, just for clarification of what it says about DP, that is money that NIMFWIP got from the BP oil spill. Then we got the North American Wetlands Conservation Act funding. And when we had the last change order, we went back to NIMFWIP and they gave us additional money to cover that change order, most of it.
But I'm talking about the BP, our BP, because right. We got somebody we're paying with $10,000-$12,000 a month.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. That
yeah, money. We can break down what the county side, because it's a combination of DP settlement, some of that portion that we received directly, and then the Go Mesa funds. What originally, this is kind of broken down into four different pots of money, or five. We started with Texas Parks and Wildlife to procure the engineering foundation grant. Then after that, we started with NIFWIF, started at $4.5 million. They upped it to $5,186,000. Recall probably half of these change orders, the $1.3 million, $686,000 of that was due to the delay in the permit from the Corps, and that increased the mobilization cost because we requested that the construction firm hold their bid open for a year.
So recall, when we first went for the permit, the Corps of Engineers told us that we were going to have a permit in 90 days. We waited 120 days and went to bid, assuming that our permit was going to be received any day. They only were required to hold their bid open, I believe, for 60 days.
Right.
And they kept it open while we waited another year and discovered after 9 months, the lady on whose desk the permit application was sitting had retired and not given the permit application to anyone else. So we made numerous calls and were able to get the permit later, but there was an increase in cost as a result of that was the fault of the Corps of Engineers.
Yeah, it was basically mobilization cost. And then the other portion is through North American MACA, North American Wildlife Conservation. They're chipping in, I think it's $1,580,000 or somewhere in that neighborhood, $560,000. And then the rest comes from the combination of BP's portion of the BP oil spill directly to the county. And then
how much
Go Mesa.
We need to get that figure because I've been asking for that for a little bit. I want to know what that figure is.
Yeah, we can get that split. Because it was mainly the portion that those first two change orders or first that was going towards the BP.
So you're saying we spent it all? Is that what you're saying?
We basically utilize most of our BP oil spill money.
Oh, we have spent that.
Yeah. On this and for probably Tim Richards for consulting.
We need to get a breakdown of all. Dale, what was the original amount for the contract to complete the contract?
The original amount of awarded bids was $6,699,693.20.
Going back to the design of, if I remember, you charged me correctly, it had something to do with the soil sampling out there, or something happened, maybe it was a melda or something that caused the marsh to absorb more water than what was there originally. Is that, am I dreaming this, or is that one of the change orders that caused a lot of increase in cost?
Correct. The previous change order, when we were here, it was requesting that the piles, the timber piles be extended an additional 16 feet into the ground just to get to stable soil.
And that was because of excess water in the water table or something?
Correct. Weeks before, Imelda had hit the area, and so when they went to set the pipes, they were just noticing a lot of settlement going on. And so in order to really get to that firm soil, we had to extend them.
And that was part of excess mobilization cost incurred at that time?
Yes.
Also, right?
Steve, you said that you would have recommended aluminum sheet paneling, and what's the lifespan versus vinyl versus aluminum? I mean, how soon will we have? Is it you at MK?
That's correct.
Did y'all install a vinyl paneling on the Intercoastal Canal in Pleasure Island?
No, sir. Not
okay, I'll just check. That vinyl paneling is coming loose. If you drive the seawall, you can see it just waving. What's the lifespan and durability of vinyl versus aluminum?
I think the vinyl is at least a 25-year product, probably longer if it's not exposed to the sun as much, if it's under, you know, under water or under or behind dirt. The aluminum, I imagine, is quite a bit longer. I would say I spoke a little too quickly on my choice of materials, but if you look at the engineering design, it's probably not as bad as what we're seeing today, because the engineer would look at it and say, if he's got a retaining wall, he's going to have water on one side pushing it and the dirt pushing the other way, and it's kind of almost at an equilibrium. But what the problem is, why I'm seeing it, is during construction, there is no water on this side to push back. And that's the trouble with construction a lot. You can't partly fill this up with water and put some dirt and then fill a little bit more up with water. You're getting all the dirt on one side and there's nothing to push back to stabilize it. So it was an event that wasn't considered about how the constructability would go. How stiff would it be during construction? I feel like once that little dam is cut off and the water is able to flow into here and stabilize this, it'll be fine. It's just during this construction phase, the dirt is pushing this out of the way because there's nothing to push back.
And I understand that, man, but you know, UT, NM, Baylor, all these guys get degrees in this stuff.
Yes, sir.
I mean, and to catch it afterwards and it costs money, it's kind of hard to swallow. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at that, and I think it's buying on Pleasure Island. This water just going through.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally, that's why buying the side and it's no longer as strong as it was at one time. You know, on home, because it deteriorates
when
the UV rays and wind and rain. So, I mean, I'm fine.
Victoria, when Patrick and I were out there a couple of weeks ago, had this phenomenon already occurred?
That was actually the week that they had started installing in that building, and they noticed that. So there was.
I didn't remember us discussing it. I know the project has gone, and I'm just really upset about the multiple change orders regardless of whose fault it was. But I understand we had to go forward with it. I'm concerned about the cost overruns on the project and would not recommend some of the design or something in a future project, but that's me. And therefore, I guess we'll
Call for the vote, we got it.
The good news is we have the Gomaza money, which we are directed to spend on coastal projects at this point. On the three major projects within the Jefferson County, it's all biomarker restoration recommendations. Two of them, the saltwater barrier, Keith Lake Fish Pass, and this one have been procured by the county. Good news is the biggest project is going to be procured by the General Land Office. So this is the last project we got to deal with on that. So, any further discussion?
One last question, Judge.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to be with something that's coming down ballot on this thing. With this project, with our approval of something down the line, will this give us the ability to still do projects like this in our county, or do we have to go to that board that's being set up?
No, this will still be, we're actually working with U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Yeah, maybe I spoke too soon. I don't know if U.S. Fish and Wildlife or the county is going to secure it, but U.S. Fish and Wildlife has gotten $14 million in appropriations from Harvey that they plan on using for a couple of additional water control structures or water transfer structures under the intercoastal waterway. And but the good news is that we've learned our lessons on these, of what needs to be changed in the engineering, and shouldn't have any change orders in the next one based on lessons learned. But those will be done either by U.S. Fish and Wildlife or by the Commissioner's Board.
Okay.
All right. And it'll be the same in most counties. You know, any specific flood control projects, even to the extent they come to that, will probably either be done by the county or by the drainage station.
That's not what's being said. Well, okay, keep on. Yeah, that's, I'm sorry.
Flood control, local government corporation doesn't have the staff to do procurement and all of that. It's going to be necessary, but they can be a conduit for grant applications.
Okay, only that, because that was the other question, is where they going to hire staff, mm-hmm. if you remember.
If we're not.
Okay.
Other than attorneys. All right, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Yes. Did I get a no?
Yeah, I voted.
Okay.
Not on the overall project, but on the change order.
Okay. Yeah, I said, when the county auditor item A is considered approved budget transfer for additional electrical work for storage tanks at Road Bridge Precinct 3 in the amount of $17,000. Item B is considered approved budget transfer for health and welfare for two ice machines in the amount of $400. Item C is considered approved electronic clerk $473,055.78 to the LaSalle Correctional for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item D is received and filed a resolution authorized grant applications for LEVPA sustaining special response teams equipment fiscal year 2021. Item E is regular county bill check number 468775 through 468980. The bill of the item, Mr. Alderson.
So moved. Second.
It moved by Commissioner Arnold and Senator, and seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is considered possible approval of receipt by amended Jefferson County Commissioner's Court rules to proceed to conduct and decorum pursuant to House Bill 2840. Item B is considered possible approval of receipt by complete final article from Corporation for the Southeast Texas Flood Control District LPC. That motion on the side of the commission.
Moved
by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussions? The only change in that item A was a date change. And when we look back at the amended ones that we'd adopted several months ago, there was a date that was all in there. And Fred changed that. But this is just.
The only comment I would have on B is one, and I wanted to make sure that this court hadn't transferred its power to do. To give money out in mitigation. And I was saying in the articles that came through, they were too general. and then they went specific at flood mitigation and other things and equipment and all those things. Thought it was too much. We didn't have a workshop. Understand. My concerns are that we give that power away to a board to give to do. It's not what my constituents will want, so I'm not with that. The other thing I would have, I hope the DA's office review these articles, and I've never seen the bylaws. So with that, you know what my vote will be with the closure of this. It's a no on this here thing because of that.
Okay. All right. Any
others? In regards to item B's, my understanding that all this is coming from legislation by collaborating with these local governments to come together regionally to apply for grants. Is that your understanding, Kathleen?
I think it's Representative Thielen has made it very clear to me that they are not going to put infrastructure fund, going to fund individual projects or advantage districts or county or anything, unless there's a water basin study done and you have an assurance that what you do in your area will not adversely impact your neighbors in neighboring cities and counties. So the General Land Office has set aside $25 million to study the Trinity Spring Nature's waterways, and we're going to have a basin-wide study that should be, once HUD approves the state action plan in April 2nd or 3rd, then they'll be able to procure their engineering to do that. We have the Common Master of GLO here today. It's mostly to give us the opportunity to go to the Water Development Board for flood infrastructure funding without having to come back to 8 commissioners' courts and 34 boards of drainage districts to get approval every time we want to put in a grant application.
So it's merely a mechanism.
It's a mechanism to make sure that Representative Thielen is still very involved with Water Development Board on their rules and grant approvals. And so,
I can see where the state and even the federal government, they're wanting to see people communicating with this because, flooding doesn't stop at a jurisdictional line. And I think that's the point. So.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
No one be by Commissioner Hall. In the County Tax Assessor Collector, item A is considered approved property tax refund to Ricky Earl Pinkston in the amount of $4,682.38 in accordance with Property Tax Code Section 31.11 for a refund of overpayment in excess of $2,500. Do I have a motion on that?
I'm going to make a motion, but I asked about this in the past.
Second. Got a second by Commissioner Senegal. Go ahead, Commissioner.
And now it's more or less, tax says, give us a rundown of why it's an overpayment. And I'm a taxpayer, and you know how that goes. All of us are. And that's quite a bit of that's chump change to others, but might be quite a bit to me.
Right. So the taxpayer overpaid. He thought that he had paid all his bills, and he paid one of them twice.
I think I did that too,
though.
I put it on this chip.
All right. That completes our regular agenda. Any member of the court will wish to. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That completes our regular agenda. Any member of the court wish to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, then we are adjourned and we'll partly go into a closed session. We'll give the video people time to get their equipment together before we start. Mayor, you'll speak to Mike about those. You did?
I thought we were.